Tuning to CJLO 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Bouvier. Controversy continues to surround the Quebec government's tuition hikes for out-of-province students at English universities. Mayor Valérie Plante of Montreal asserts that the tuition hikes constitute a direct attack on Montreal, while Premier François Legault disagrees and maintains that his government is protecting the French language. With the hikes, McGill, Concordia, and Bishops will also have to ensure that 80% of their out-of-province and international students learn French. Starting in fall 2024, Canadian students from outside Quebec will face a minimum tuition fee of $12,000. Concordia has experienced a 27% drop in applications from out-of-province students, while McGill has reported a 22% decline. The universities assert that the tuition hike, along with the changes towards financing international students, could cost them tens of millions of dollars in lost revenue per year. Israeli snipers opened fire on displaced civilians trying to reach Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis, killing at least 21 Palestinians. On Friday, snipers surrounded the hospital as people from two densely populated residential neighborhoods near the facility tried to reach it. The hospital is the only place in Khan Yunis that currently has some water left. Human rights groups demanded an investigation into war crimes, stating that the Israeli military must be held accountable for its repeated attacks on medical facilities. The Palestine Red Crescent Society said on Friday that Al-Quds Hospital in northern Gaza City also suffered significant damage as a result of being fired on by Israeli tanks. The following story has a content warning. February 4th to 10th is Suicide Prevention Week in Quebec. Katie Brady has more.
Quebec's 34th annual Suicide Prevention Week aims to highlight the importance of prevention while daring people to talk about suicide. According to a new study by Quebec's Public Health Institute this week, suicide rates in the province have remained stable in recent years. But following a pre-pandemic decline, researchers say it's still a worrying picture. Pascal Levesque, a scientific advisor at the Institute and author of the report, told CJLO that women seek treatment for suicidality more commonly than men, but three times as many men than women die of suicide in Quebec. Levesque said the plateau in rates in the province isn't fully understood yet, and despite a growing cultural awareness of mental illness and suicide, social conditions in recent years may be a factor in the stabilization.
We have a lot of explanation we're not sure about now, but there are new risk factors like all media, like Facebook, Snapchat, and all the, it seems that it may provoke some like difficulty actually among young women. Also the rebound of the pandemic, maybe because we knew that during, we thought that during the pandemic suicide rate will go up, but that was not the case. But a lot of studies said that there will be a rebound, and maybe with the social economic difficulty that we are facing now, that's some of the explanation that we think that suicide rate is stable now. So we have to rethinking of some of our strategy.
Maria Lorelli is the clinical administrative coordinator at TRACOM, a crisis intervention center in NDG.
It's 18 and over, and we offer crisis services to people who are going through a period where they're struggling. Some of the clients that we support are struggling with a mental illness and are more symptomatic, and other people that we offer services to are struggling more with psychosocial crisis. So it could be something like losing a job, going through a divorce, just different life circumstances that sometimes can destabilize us and make it difficult to manage. So we support adults that go through just a wide range of crisis.
TRACOM has a crisis line which aims to reduce the immediacy felt by folks experiencing thoughts or risk of harm. They also teach skills workshops, provide temporary housing, and refer out to other mental health resources. Lorelli said for adults in crisis, friends and family can often help by taking the first steps to get help with them, emphasizing the importance of overcoming isolation and stigma.
Well, there's a challenge of resources. and having enough resources. Sometimes it's also the challenge of working with the feeling of shame, you know, the challenge of people accepting help.
If you or someone you know is in distress or experiencing thoughts of suicide, in Quebec, you can call 1-866-277-3553 or text 535353 to reach TRACOM and NDG. The crisis line is open 24/7 and the phone number is 514-483-3033. For the full interview with Maria Lorelli, find CJLO's weekly news roundup on Spotify. In Montreal for CJLO.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
You are listening to Fukubukuro on CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back.
Presented by SiriusXM, Quebec City's craziest alt festival, The Fuck Off, is back for its 10th consecutive year. From February 9th to the 17th, Quebec City will come alive with shows and showcases featuring emerging music of all genres. Get your ticket and come discover amazing artists like Teke Teke, Get the Shot, Solipsism, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B, and more. The Fuck Off is the festival that heats up your February. Visit phoqueoff.com for more information.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on cfrc.ca.
You're listening to Fukubukuro on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Yost Real, and today is Lunar New Year. Happy Lunar New Year. Do I have anything special for today? No, not really. But you are listening to your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. So I guess you're getting that. Not cash though, because you're an adult. I know you're an adult. You don't deserve the red bags. So what you listened to in the last block was Speed Tube by P Model, then Indie Song by CFCF, then Fugue Bin Song by Squid, latest single by Squid. And in case you didn't know, Squid, the band from the UK, is passing by Montreal this week on February 15 at Le Set, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. I've been following them for a couple of years now, and their off-kilter brand of post-punk is just magnificent. I love it, and apparently they're a very good live band. Very, very much looking forward to it. And I will play for you the song that introduced me to the band next, House Plans by Squid. And we are going to have a bit more weirdo rock, I would say, up next in the block. So we have Squid, Poly6, Kogo no Goraikos, Zazen Boys, Itsue, Bloompopo. This one is a bit hard to pronounce. I think it's supposed to be pronounced Cogency, and Mouse on the Keys. So you are listening to Fukubukuro on CJLO 1690 AM. Stay tuned for more good music.
Fear in your eyes. Rotten sense pit. Fear house fans.
そう、こんな夜は迷うよね。複雑だよ。
中来てるよね目ん玉が眩しいよ世の中嬉しいよねあなたあなたあなた窓の外はホワイト洗濯物を取り込まないと夢の中で暗いしょうがないだって人間じゃない夢の中で暗いしょうがないだって人間じゃないずるいわあなたの意見ずるいわあの子の笑顔じれったいわこの世の動きでも甘いお菓子の欲求が抑えきれん夢の中で暗いしょうがないだって人間じゃない夢の中で暗いしょうがないだって人間じゃない眠ろうか眠ってしまおうかこんな日はこんな夜は目をつぶる目をつぶってみる目ん玉の裏側赤と白と黒が点滅いつか住んでた部屋の間取り残部マトレスベッド Yeah キシムスプリング擦れ合ってるキシムスプリング
Thank you. Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
You are listening to Fukubukuro on CJLO 1690 AM. What you listened to in the last block was Houseplants by Squid, I My Me Mind by Polysix, Happo Pijin by Zazen Boys off their latest album Rondo. Then we had Daruma Song by Kogo no Koraikos. Great band, great people, really fun, and I've been told they are kind of a cross between Number Girl and Fishmans, which maybe. Then we had Neji by Itsue, Anuit Koeptis by Bloom Popo or Blume Popo, one of those. Then Akuran by Kogenshi, I think that is how you pronounce it, and it is spelled Kogenshe. As the contents of my head have been scooped out and left to rot in the beginning of the week, and I have not had time to restock yet, I will just tell you what is up next and not talk about anything else. I have some No Joy with the song Dream Rats, some Boningen with Jinsei Ichidokiri, and maybe, just maybe, I will have enough time to play some Number Girl for you with Numb Heavy Metallic off the album of the same name. And if you re-listen to this re-recording sometime in the future, try and re-listen to Gogo no Goraigos and Number Girl back-to-back and tell me if it sounds any similar. So I hope you enjoyed the show today, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening.